All of my best friends are sick of pretending. They know the truth.
Oh, they know it's true.
I'm old. I can get the lyrics wrong. Welcome to Free People, Free People. My name is Felix and this is my wife, Tanya.
Hello.
And you guys are the free people.
Well,
you guys are very priceless. You're not free people, but we mean like free from bondage and stuff holding you down and chains that are broken or soon to be broken with all these little nuances and nuggets and life experiences and scripture revelations and stuff that we're going to entertain and observe and discuss amongst ourselves and hopefully with you, our digital community.
Oh. If you are watching the video today on YouTube, you'll notice one thing that is missing. We do not have Red Bull, but we are... What is Robert Madrid said?
Red Bull elated!
Espresso!
Espresso excited.
And Red Bull elated!
And I am neither, and I need coffee.
But you're going to have... It'll be like we record this, and then you'll have coffee to recover from everything that you expelled.
No, honestly, as soon as the lights pop, so do I. I'm good to go.
I am extra pumped today because pumped, wow, don't even use that word. I am extra excited.
Joe Budden still uses that word.
He does? Yeah. Okay, well, if Joe Budden uses the word.
Pump it up.
Oh, yeah.
Is that his song?
Dun 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 dun.
Pump it up? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
All-timers.
You know, it's Alzheimer's.
See what I mean?
Not
I can't even remember
timers.
How to pronounce it. Old timers. Gosh. Help me. God.
Okay.
Are we done?
I was trying to say that I'm really excited about this episode because we're talking about how to study the Bible. This is one of my favorite topics.
So. I need to get on the other side of the camera and learn something.
Oh, okay. Well... He'll contribute.
Okay, I'll catch some vapors from the side, and then we'll continue.
Okay. So this past Friday, we had week 10 or week 11 or week whatever.
Week 10.
Week 10?
We've been doing this for 10 weeks. This is week 11 of the conversation here online.
Gotcha.
But it was week 10 at our physical community right here in downtown LA at Allies Worldwide, our creative studio, 1054 South Olive. We meet every Friday at 8 p.m. and we would love to meet you here.
Yes. If you are wondering what we do on a Friday, check out our Instagram at Free People, Free People TV. You can see pictures, recap, all sorts of things. It's a lot of fun and everybody is invited.
Everybody. That means kids, like bratty kids even, like ours. Oh, speaking of ours...
Oh, he's not here today. So Baby Lion is out for a run.
But I won't put up this edit without a picture of Baby Lion because I know some people, I'm here for Lion.
Okay. Yes, there are people that are here for Lion. That's true. Baby Lion's out for a run. We already got him on a workout schedule. He's a little bit chubby. He started eating bread recently.
Actually, Candace came through like an angel. She's our only friend that runs, not the LA Marathon. And she took him for a run. I don't know if our carriage is going to hold up for it because it's not kind of like one of those like carriages with the diesel running wheels.
It's not a running stroller.
Yeah, whatever. So Lion's going to be missing for a bit, so we're going to finish this, but I'm going to put him in the screenshot or something because I won't have a podcast without my child.
Okay. So on Friday, we discussed the word breakthrough and let me
tell you. We didn't finish saying kids, youth, singles, couples, married. Everybody's welcome. It's one
basically,
big communal conversation.
Your mama, your sister, your brother, and your auntie.
And your daddy, too.
All of them.
Yeah.
Okay. And we discussed breakthrough this past week. There was a lot of breakthrough in the room. I felt like it was a part heavy conversation and part very relieving conversation, very healing conversation. The coolest thing about when you get into a room with people that have a common goal or a common interest to get healthy, you are going to, as we always say, you walk in with less and you leave with more. And words are healing. And when words are intended to help people, they really do heal people.
And I think there's a commonality. Everyone's had a breakthrough and is probably looking for a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And most likely everybody's had a breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool to see everybody share breakthroughs and breakdowns and thoughts on it. And how we can maybe best suit ourselves to get to that breakthrough we're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. And so since we were discussing breakthrough, the foundational place that we go to when we need a breakthrough, when we're looking for God to speak to us clearly, the root of our faith, the foundation of our faith, and the way that God speaks to us is the scriptures. I always say that when we speak to God, we speak to him in prayer. And prayer, it doesn't have to be close your eyes, sit in a dark room. It can be just prayer is essentially a conversation with God. And I think often the way that he responds is through the scriptures. He's given us so much wisdom, so much insight about the type of people that we're meant to be, how to truly be human. And so we're going to talk about how to study the Bible. There's going to be really practical, simple ways that you can get in to creating a habit of having the scriptures be part of your life. If you have been walking with Jesus for a long time, it's a wonderful recap. If you are a follower of Jesus and this is a new relationship to you, this is a great foundational place to start. And if you are not a believer, you can still learn so much from diving into the scriptures as well. So, should we get started?
Yeah, if you're not a believer, I hope you can read.
Yes.
And it's okay to read the Bible if you don't believe in it.
Yes.
It's got a lot of great stories in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it might start speaking to you. It has tended to do that.
And can I add to that, it's okay to read the Bible if you're not a believer. It's also important to read other books if you are a believer.
Yes.
We were at church this morning and Pastor Aaron was talking about him doing like a Q&A online, and one of the questions was, why should I read other books other than the scriptures? And what was his response?
Well, because he was saying that Christians shouldn't be stupid.
Basically.
And one of the ways that you're not stupid is by reading.
Yeah.
And good leaders are good readers. Mm-hmm. So we need to know that God has not only placed the scriptures in our life, mm-hmm. he's placed a lot of brilliant people, and their gifting is writing.
Yeah.
And when you pick up what other people have put down in pen and paper, you sometimes can save yourself from like issues that you don't need to go through, but then also you grow from, you have epiphanies, you have breakthroughs, mm-hmm. and then possibly it's your turn to share. Mm-hmm. In writing, yeah. or a conversation online, or however.
Yeah, which is another one of the beautiful things about us getting together on a Friday, because essentially hearing each other's stories, we're gaining so much wisdom and insight and intelligence, emotional intelligence, whatever intelligence, by actually creating a space to hear people's stories.
Yeah, and that's the whole premise of Free People, Free People.
Okay, so how to study the Bible, guys. First,
the B-I-B-L-E, that's for me. Oh, my bad.
It's basically my B-I-B-L-E. Yeah, that's the book for me. That's the song.
Oh, okay.
It's the actual
book. So I was rapping it, you're cheerleading it. It's okay.
I was doing the Sunday school one.
Oh, okay.
I
didn't do a lot of Sunday school.
So if you don't have a Bible and you're wondering which one to get, there's so many translations. And
get anyone.
And this is like, this is, people fight about this conversation, but we read the NIV, the New International Version. I'm not going to go into a whole, which is the closest to the original, blah, 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 because that could be like a 10-part series on its own. But the best Bible that you can have is the one in your hands.
Mm.
The next best one maybe is the NIV, but that is based on opinion as well.
And the New International Version, what it does is it marries older, more Shakespearean language with what the Message version of the Bible does, which mm-hmm. delivers a more conversational, kind of how we talk, or maybe mm-hmm. not I talk, how she yeah. talks, but a more conversational version of the scriptures. And the NIV is like right in between.
Yeah, that's actually a very good measure. I have this Bible, and it is a study Bible, but it's
actually a phone book with just a lot of things. That's
funny. It's the Life Application Study Bible. If you want to go more in depth and have commentary, I can leave the link to this specific one down below. But this is NIV version as well. So whether you have just like the regular scriptures without commentary or something like this, still a great place to start. I would say if you've never read the scriptures before, start in the book of John. It's a beautiful place to understand the story of Jesus and understand his character.
It's safe to say John's an artist in how he expresses himself.
This passage. Should I read it? It's beautiful. John 1:1. He's a poet. You say he's an artist. I say he's a poet.
Well, I mean, saying. Why did you say he's a poet?
Listen to this.
He was writing.
Listen to this.
That's why I said he's an artist.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. We just got to put a beat behind this.
So now do you see why John was an artist?
And the darkness has not overcome it.
It's beautiful. John had such an eloquent way to express himself.
Yes.
And honestly, not afraid to be soft.
Soft.
Mm. And he also referred to himself as the one who Jesus loved, which is not a bad title. Yes. Consider he loved all of us, but it's cool that he just claimed it real quick just before somebody else claimed that title.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture in John was one of the first things that kind of drew my attention to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Shay, who passed away in a plane crash, he used to sign all of his emails with, so I believe it's John 15:13. It says, greater love no one have than this, than to lay down their lives for one of their friends. I'm paraphrasing a bit, but my friend Shay used to have that as his signature in his email, and it first caught my attention because I never had caught anybody using a Bible quote in their email. And then I was like, wow, this really reflects Shay.
Mm-hmm.
And one would think that your life verse is something that's close to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is I saw him walk that out till his last day, because he had hurt his knee playing football and he took to doing security, and I wanted to connect some dots. So I helped him start working with another one of my friends who shall remain nameless. And that friend was a celebrity and he was being security for my friend. So on his second gig with my famous friend, they took this flight to this festival, a flight that I was actually supposed to be on, and thank God I wasn't on. And on the way back, that plane crashed and it took my friend Shay's life. So he was actually living a life of service and walking it out. Not only was he a great friend, he was now taking a position of security and securing not just our friends' lives, but other people's lives. And that scripture specifically, every time it pops up, I get choked up. So it's actually one of the first scriptures that I learned, actually. Leave it to Felix to go really deep. Wow. I got to sink in there. I love you, Shay. Wow.
I love that. Okay. So our next point is to read book by book as opposed to just taking a verse out and trying to apply it to your life. Sometimes it's really easy to, like, you're desperately looking for something or you just don't know where to start. And you're like, play that game where you're like, okay, you close your eyes, I'm going to open to this verse, and God's going to speak to me. And you open to just like some random verse, and then you read, I am a rose of Sharon and lily of the valleys. And you go, okay, what does this mean? How can this apply to my life? God brought so much intention by creating the scriptures. It requires intention from us to sit down and actually read them. And the best way to do that, I believe, is to take a book at a time. If you start reading the scriptures from beginning to end, there is an overarching or underlying narrative, and you begin to see the story of God. Although each of these books weren't written in the order that they are sitting in this book. But when you take a book and you say, okay, I'm going to read John, right? And you read the book of John beginning to end, you start to understand a greater story than pulling out a verse and trying to apply it to your life. There's a term called proof texting, which essentially is trying to pull out a scripture and apply it to your argument, your point, your belief, your perspective, and say, oh, see, this is what it says in the scriptures. And it's a very common thing to do, and I think people can do it accidentally and also on purpose.
And huge wars have taken place because of that. People have lost their lives. And one of the most important things about reading the scriptures is you need to read them from a perspective that God is only good.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read them from a perspective that God is only good, it opens a door to find nuances and ways for it to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you read it from a perspective of, man, look at God washing out all these people.
Mm-hmm.
Or look at God stamping and validating all this slavery. It's a really difficult thing because desperate times calls for desperate measures.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that God was trying to figure it out. So what I am saying is as time goes on, common sense is also developed, because common sense comes from experience and practice.
Yeah.
And if these people 2,000 years ago were only living with X amount of experience and 8,000 words to communicate with, they're going to have some stuff to go through before they can figure out new ways to express themselves. And also, hey, this is probably not the best practice for this. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out something else.
Yeah, that's good. So the next way to study the Bible is to have a notebook. If you're not someone who writes physical notes, have a running note on your phone. I feel like I absorb more when I have something tangible. I have a book that I'm writing in. Putting pen to paper just feels more real to me. And there is a method called the SOAP method. There is a method called the SOAP method.
Say it again.
There is a method called the SOAP method or the SOAK method. And essentially the acronym is Scripture, Observation, Application, and Prayer. Or if you hear SOAK, it just means kneeling in prayer. K for kneeling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never heard that.
You didn't know?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I got bad knees from skating.
Oh, that's why. So you're not going to do the SOAK method. You can just
night in my bed and pray for hours. There's times that I can't even get up from the cramp and the atrophy.
So if you're under 40, you can soap, and if you're over 40, you can soap.
Woo! I just got served.
Basically, it's a great way, and you can write this acronym in your book or your notes every single day. And if you only have 5 minutes, if you only have 10 minutes, and you're just taking a chunk day by day, right? You don't have to read a whole book a day, but if you're just taking a couple of verses, essentially the way would be to go look at the scripture and read. So if we took Shay's verse, okay, so let's...
Hold on, let me check in my Bible. Yeah, it's John 15:13.
Okay, so John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. If you literally only had time to read this little verse here, you were going to go to the scripture and you were going to write that scripture down. And then you go to observation. And observation is... what are you observing from this verse? And it can be really practical. You don't have to overthink it.
So it can be as simple as your friends come first.
Yes.
There's a point of sacrifice there.
Yeah.
That no greater love than to sacrifice for someone else.
Yeah. The next one is application. A for application.
You're going to work. What could I do that would put somebody at work first? Problem if you have no friends at work, but also you don't have to be so literal. It could just be people.
Yeah.
It could be strangers.
Yeah.
Don't stop yourself from being good. There's nothing wrong with being good, gooder, great, greater.
Yeah.
Not a problem that we have nowadays.
Absolutely. And then the last one would be prayer, or kneeling in prayer. And that's just praying over the verse. And in terms of the prayer, I like to look at the verse or the passage that I'm reading and ask God how I can apply it to my life, my week, my friends, my relationships, my parenting, whatever that is. And so that's the SOAP method. It's super helpful.
And I think in prayer, some people who aren't comfortable with the word prayer are maybe more familiar with the word meditate. Mm-hmm. And you could maybe take this look at this scripture and meditate on it, which is just a quiet time, correct? And you're trying to slow down your thoughts. Mm-hmm. You're trying to quiet your mind. Mm-hmm. And imagine if you could actually limit what you're thinking about to just that verse. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty peaceful moment compared to what noise normally looks like in your mind and your day and whatever. And in that moment of meditating or praying on that verse, you're going to notice that things are going to enter your mind. But most likely, now that you've curated your thought process to work in the space of great love, laying down life, friends, you start to see images and you start to have thoughts and you start to see what's applicable and what's, you know, negative or voices that you don't want to have in your head. And I think it starts to develop and mold a thought process that is going to be more helpful than one that's just wide open with all the noise that's actually lopsiding and skewing your perspective on what is going on today. And I think that's really it. Prayer and meditation is a curated look at something. It's a curated approach to what your day is, to what you're looking like going forwards. And if you're curating and feeding yourself healthy perspectives and healthy choices and quiet time, it starts to really define the way you move forward in life. And I don't know if there was a deep enough point there, but I do think that you get my drift. It's that simple. Block out noise, let in solid sounds.
I keep thinking about how you said a few episodes ago about, I think we were talking about meditation or rest or who knows. And you said that prayer was outward facing and meditation is inward facing. And the danger when we start reading the scriptures and learn how to apply them to our lives, we can read them from a perspective that is an individualistic perspective as opposed to something that is communal. Yes, these words are on paper for us to apply to our lives individually. They were written as a tool to guide the body of Christ.
And the scriptures are speaking to you and everyone equally at the same time. Yes, you may not have certain problems, so those certain scriptures will speak less to you and more to someone else. But it's a communal conversation that's coming from this book. And the most interesting thing that you will find the more you read the scriptures is that they will speak to you differently at a different point in your life. In fact, in the same setting, you could sit and three different people can read the same verse and different things will pop up. And that's why they refer to the scriptures as the living, breathing word of God, because it's constantly evolving and new perspectives are constantly evolving. And 2,000 years later, the book is still as effective as when it was first written about.
So often as a millennial culture, we can look at the scriptures and associate our feelings to it. So we're going to absorb what we want based on how we feel that day or how we're feeling towards the discipline of actually studying the Bible. And the struggle with that is that you can look at something and not know how to apply it to your life or discard it because you don't feel like it's for you that day. But when you start to look at the scriptures and the word of God and you think, okay, maybe this is not for me right now, but I'm going to take this on credit, you know, and I'm going to keep this and save it and memorize it and remember the wisdom that was here because I'm going to need it one day, or have that and know that, okay, God is speaking this into me for somebody else. That's when you start to go from the me to the we. You change your perspective from essentially reading it from a narcissistic point of view to, what's the opposite of narcissism? Altruism. Altruistic perspective.
Yeah, and I think oftentimes we underestimate our subconscious, and our subconscious is scarred by experiences and fed by whatever you take in, whether it be music or scriptures or books or friendships and relationships or people that have betrayed you. It has a subconscious effect on your first reactions and your instincts and stuff like that. So if you're constantly feeding yourself health, you're kind of training your subconscious to come from a place of strength and courage and good intentions before your subconscious is saying like, I don't know, don't got nothing for that. So it's almost kind of like build in some experiences that then may come up at the most random time, but you can't pull out what you don't have inside. And that's what you need to do. You need to make sure that you keep filling yourself up. So when you need to pour yourself out to somebody, you have something of value to share.
Yeah. Wow. That's so good. So good. I'm going to tweet that. I don't even use Twitter, but I'm going to start right now. So our last point is to download the Bible app. I learned a really cool trick from you to set the alarms on on the app. But basically, the Bible app is an app that gives you a Bible on your phone. So you don't even need to be connected to
the Bible's app. On your phone.
Which is a miracle on its own.
Spend a little less time swiping left and right, or even up and down for that matter, and a little bit more time turning the pages.
Okay.
Turning the pages.
Okay, Pastor.
And pick something up, man. pick something up aside from your phone. But if you do pick up your phone, the Bible app is highly recommended. Great job, Craig Rochelle and team. Life-changing.
Yeah.
Life-changing. And I'm one of the lives changed by it. Thank you.
I love that. Beautiful. So if you don't have the Bible app, download it. It has every translation you would ever need. Literally every single translation of the Bible is on this app. You can choose the versions.
Choose the virgins from the Bible app. That's how good of an app it is. It's curating your selection of spouse.
Yes, you can choose the virgins. Ooh, celibacy, let's go. The cool thing is that you can choose the versions that you actually, now I just hear virgins. Wow. You can choose the translation that you most want to read. And you can download those so that you can always access them offline. The only time you can't access them is if your phone dies.
Yeah, we're always running around so fast. And I think part of having a good day is setting a tone for the beginning of the day.
Mm.
And one of the ways that I do it is I've backed up my alarm earlier and earlier and earlier. And now it's so early because I have to get away from Tanya and Lion to actually have some quiet time. So I don't get away from them. I just, you know, they're sleeping and I get some quiet. But my alarm clock is actually set through YouVersion Bible app. So the first time I put my face in that black mirror, oh, Steve Jobs, it's a verse from the Bible. And I may go in depth right into the whole entire chapter, or it may stir something. I do a regular Bible study.
Shameless plug.
So that verse may cue me to read the entire chapter, or what happened?
Gilly.
So that verse may cue me to read the entire That verse may cue me to read the entire chapter, or it may spiral me into such a deep thought that I do a Bible study. I do a Bible study at One Felix on my stories just about every day, and it usually triggers from my YouVersion Bible app.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're kind of like all over the place. I'll be like in Genesis, and then I'm in Leviticus, and then I'm in like Matthew, and it's kind of like a fun game for me. I'm doing my own version of that soap method, and I'm just documenting a couple of thoughts and putting it up on my story.
Yeah.
But that was short story long for have the alarm clock be the YouVersion Bible app, and no matter what, you get a little piece of the scriptures in you every single day.
Yeah.
And how awesome it is to be able to start your day on a positive tip.
Yeah, so easy, so practical, so attainable. I think we've given all the points for this episode, at least. There's so many more things, like, I'm in my mind thinking about so many things. That's just because, you know, there's a point in the beginning where when you're figuring your faith out, or maybe you've never opened the thing, it can be so intimidating. And I just want to, like, cast any spirit of intimidation or fear or overwhelm when it comes to the scriptures and anything related to how you feel about this book, because the moment that you pick it up, there's so much wisdom in here, there's so much healing in here, your life will transform in here. People come to faith from picking up a Bible and never having spoken to one person before, because it's alive, like Felix said, it's alive and active, and God wants to have a relationship with you, and this is one of the ways that he speaks to you. So I am grateful that you made it to the end of this episode, if you're still hearing my voice. And we just want to pray for you guys that you find ways to incorporate the scriptures into your life more and more, and watch how God changes your life.
And babe, don't you want to take a couple seconds and just reveal all the secrets of Revelation right now to them?
We'll do another episode on Revelation.
Okay, you go verse by verse through Revelation.
Verse by verse.
Explain everything.
We'll do it live.
Okay, cool.
We'll do a YouTube live.
Okay, cool. So if you guys want to see anything about the second coming, and if you guys want to see anything about the rapture or whatever, not Blondie's rapture, but the rapture in Revelation, my wife will be breaking all that down for you, because that's how good she has that book.
Oh, yeah, verse by verse. All right, well, on that note, we love you guys so much. Thank you for being a part of this conversation and for coming back week after week. If this is your first time listening to us, we have a ton of episodes, so we love it when you guys listen to these episodes and you comment and you interact with us and let us know how this is helping you and when you share it with friends as well.
Yeah, and we're trying to build a community here. A community is not we. This is us just having a private conversation. We could do this all day long.
We're trying this anyway.
Yeah, imagine that. You talk to your wife all day long.
Oh, my God.
We'd love to build this community further with you guys. And yeah. We'd love the opportunity to one day meet you guys, whether it's here in person or on the road. Mm-hmm. We're building a van. Yes. We're going to drive across the country, all over the country. She's going to see all the countries, since she's from another country and I'm from this country. I'm going to show my family the entire country.
The whole thing.
We're going to meet you here every week, and we're looking to meet you here online on Wednesdays, mm-hmm. and we're looking to meet you here in downtown LA on Fridays. That is unless we're on the road.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, we'll see you guys in the next one. Have a wonderful week.
And always remember, free people, free people.
So good. Bye.
So, babe, in Revelation, when it talks about the 144,000 in Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if